The U.S. Senate is considering a bill that would fund more than $1 billion to fight heroin and opiate abuse. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut is a sponsor of that bill.
Blumenthal spoke to health workers on Friday at a forum in Bridgeport's Southwest Community Health Center. He compared Connecticut's current spike in heroin and opiate overdoses to a storm.
Like a tornado or other natural disaster, it requires the same kind of focus and energy and urgency.
415 people died of opiate overdoses in Connecticut in 2015. That's more than twice as many as in 2012. The funding package before the Senate would put money toward more law enforcement, programs to prevent drug addiction, and services to help people recover from addiction. Representatives from some of those services were at the forum. Michael Askew is with the Bridgeport Recovery Community Center. He said recovery centers need more funding because insurance companies often don't cover long-term treatment.
You know, I work in the trenches, and it's like people are saying, when I'm ready to get treatment, there should be no wrong door for somebody to be able to access treatment. It shouldn't be about insurance.
The Senate began debating the funding package last week, and Blumenthal says he expects it to come up for a vote this week. Blumenthal said the specifics of the funding package aren't clear yet, but he said the overall package has bipartisan support. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.